Welcome to Two Fat Daleks, Season 2 of Season 9.
Right.
Season 2 of Two Fat Daleks, where we talk about Season 9 of Doctor Who.
Right.
I'm Doc Wheatley, and this is my good buddy Rorschach. How you doing, Rorschach?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just doing great, man.
Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, I can't believe y'all didn't spend the last episode of last season of Two Fat Daleks completely talking about me. Where's Andy? Where's he been? Why isn't he here with us today?
Yeah, you had to miss our Christmas episode.
I sure did.
I had to get three people to fill in for you. That's how much of a presence you are.
It was an old school Shy Kids reunion, though.
It was a Shy Kids reunion plus Kevin from Alcohol by Volume, which I don't think is a show anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, neither is Shy Kids, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are okay. So we were supposed to record an episode last week after The Magician's Apprentice aired, and I wasn't feeling well, and I slept through our recording time.
And I sat here like a fool nearly all day. Did he say 11 my time or his time? So I just sat here twiddling my thumbs. But in a way, it worked out because it's a two-parter.
It was a two-part episode anyway, so now we can just cover both parts. Which, by the way, there's apparently a bunch of this season.
Well, good. But yeah. I'll tell you this, though. I don't think this one should have been a two-parter.
Really?
I think they should have done a good 90-minute premiere episode.
Oh, a 90-minute premiere?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. These were some fucking solid parts.
Yeah, both of them were real good.
Like my dick. All right, let's talk about them. So we got The Magician's Apprentice, the first part, written by Stephen Moffat, of course.
Yes.
And it kind of opens on this big battlefield, and there's this kid who's going to get captured by these thing called hand mines.
Have we ever seen those before?
No, I don't think so.
I instantly recognized the battlefield, though.
Did you?
The anachronistic weapons.
Yeah, there was like, it looked like old-fashioned planes, like propeller planes, but they were shooting lasers.
Right.
And then one of the soldier guys was like trying to shoot a bow and arrow at the
plane. Bow and arrow. I got a kick out of that. But yeah. It was Scaro.
Yeah. Well, we find that out later, but yeah. This kid is about to get captured by these fucking hand mines. It's this kid who was kind of lost on the battlefield. Hands that come out of the ground.
Yeah. And they were adorable.
They do. They have little eyes on them. But they pretty much what they do is if you step near them, they grab your foot and then pull you underneath the ground. You know, this kid's freaking out because he's surrounded by them and he thinks he's going to die. And then the doctor shows up and throws him his sonic so that they can communicate, like, because the doctor's like 50 feet away. So it's a way for them to communicate with each other, even though he's further away, you know, without shouting. And he's like, you know, I'm going to save you. You have like a 1 in 1,000 chance of living or dying. Or no, of living. 1 in 1,000 chance of living. But, you know, you got to focus on that one chance. And then he goes, what's your name? And the kid goes, Davros.
Yeah. Which sent chills down my spine.
Did it?
Did you guess it was him?
There was internet speculation that kid was a young Davros. So I only suspected because of that.
Right.
But otherwise, I wouldn't have suspected at all.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the goddamn internet fucking ruining our surprises.
Yeah, see, I don't read that stuff. I was surprised.
You were smart. I wasn't. Yeah. But something I found is that people who aren't as familiar with classic Doctor Who, when that kid said Davros, they went, am I supposed to know who that is?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So, Davros, of course, is the creator of the Daleks. We last saw him in the two-part finale for Series 4, when David Tennant was still around.
Question. Is the same actor played Davros throughout the entire Doctor Who series?
No. They've had several Davroses, but that was the same actor from the Tenet episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. Julian Bleach is the current Davros. Not the kid, obviously. Adult right. Davros. Yeah. So then it's, you know, the doctor's like, oh shit, that's Davros I'm about to save? I don't like Davros. And it kind of, it cuts to our credits.
Which haven't changed this year, I don't think.
No, yeah, I think they're the same. You know what, they look less brown. I think just the color changed. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're more blue now. Whatever.
I agree with that.
That's
fucking
aesthetic bullshit, who gives a shit. Then after the credits, there's a snake guy looking for the doctor.
That's right. Yes, and I hope we're not in for another season of gross-out makeup effects, but I believe we are, because this guy was really gross-looking.
He was. You find out later that he's made of snakes.
Yeah.
That's why his face is all fucked-up looking. But he's going, like, to all these previous locations. The Maldivarian, which is where that fat blue guy... that was like his shop. Remember right. that fat blue guy from a couple seasons back who had his head cut off? And then he went to the Shadow Proclamation with those, the rhino cops, space rhino cops.
That's right.
And then he showed up at the, Karn, the Sisterhood of Karn.
Right. Now those were the only ones I recognized though.
Yeah. Now they are classic. They were from classic Doctor Who, and then they were brought back recently. In that little one shot where we watched the Eighth Doctor regenerate into, spoiler alert, the War Doctor John Hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, they were in that.
It was good to see him again.
Yeah. So, fucking Snake Boy, he's like,
where's the doctor? Where's the
doctor? I'm looking for the doctor. Davros wants to speak to him and shit like that. Davros is dying.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Yeah. And it turns out the doctor was hiding on Karn, so he hears this conversation. And he decides to throw himself a party.
Right.
I think it cuts to Earth. And Clara's teaching her classroom of kids, and we got, suddenly all the planes in the sky just freeze and stop.
Just creepy.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what the fuck? And Unit calls Clara, because they can't get a hold of the doctor. So they call Clara, and she heads over to Unit, and yeah, all the planes are, like, stuck in the sky, but they're not, it's not like they're, it's not like they're all sentient up there, it seems like they're frozen in time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. While they're trying to, like, decrypt some fucking coded message they're getting, it's the coded, they're, like, decrypting this coded message they're getting from like, a line that the doctor is supposed to use to contact him, but he never does use it. And, it's, the message was, oh, Missy, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Missy. It turns out Missy's alive.
Yeah, and the greatest line, I think, of that episode, yes, I'm back, I'm alive, deal with it, let's move on.
She goes, newsflash, not dead. Big surprise.
Yeah. And she's great. I love that actress.
Oh, Michelle Gomez is fantastic. Yeah. So then she's like, you know, I want to meet with Clara. So get me a bunch of snipers, because that's the only way she'll trust meeting with me, is if there's snipers on me. So Clara, you know, reluctantly goes to meet up with Missy, and she's like, what do you want? Why are you still alive? And, it turns out Missy was just doing the plain thing to get their attention.
Right.
And she's like, well, the doctor is missing. Nobody can find him. And I got this. It's his confession dial. It's this little device, and it's kind of like a Time Lord will.
Right.
Yeah. Where I guess they confess something that they did.
What the hell was that?
Sing a half burp. It was a burp yawn. So, So she's like, this, you know, this is this confession dial. When a Time Lord thinks he's going to die, he has a confession dial sent out to his best friend. And Claire tries to grab it, and it, like, burns her hand.
Well, yeah, she goes, it's not for you.
It's not for you. It was delivered. Missy goes, it's not for you. It was delivered to me.
Yeah.
She's like, you're his best friend? She's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Missy goes, I've known him since he was a little girl or something like that. Yeah.
Well, she says three things about him. One of them being that she's known him since he was a little girl. And then she goes, one of those is a lie. Can you guess which one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're never going to see a female doctor.
Oh, no, we probably will.
Okay.
In the future. It's just that he wasn't a female in the past. That's my guess. I mean, we've seen him as a little boy.
Yeah.
Thanks to last season. So Missy is kind of like coming to Clara, like, we need to find the doctor. You know, even though Missy, which is the master, by the way, for people not keeping up, even though her and the doctor are, like, some of the biggest adversaries of each other, they were originally friends on their home planet, Gallifrey. So Missy still thinks of him as a friend, even though she tries to kill people and he tries to save people.
We have never found Gallifrey yet, have we?
We have not found Gallifrey yet. There's a cool part where Clara's like, wait, so I'm supposed to just believe that you're good now or something? And she goes, what? And she kills, like, two of the guards that were sent with Clara. And she goes, no, I'm not good. I think one of them had a family, she said.
God, Lord, I forgot about that. Yeah. See, I watched this episode we're talking about now last week, and I didn't rewatch it last night.
Oh, I did.
Okay. All right.
I'm a smart boy. So they're trying to figure out where the doctor is, and apparently UNIT has this thing where they can kind of look throughout history for noisy events that have weird anachronisms. And that's usually where the doctor is. But, you know, obviously they're looking at all of history, so all these different points are coming up. And Clara's like, well, what is a Time Lord supposed to do when they die? When they think they're going to die. And Missy says they're supposed to go into, like, a private meditation. And she goes, okay, so we're looking for a party then.
Yeah.
Because she knows the doctor's not going to do what the Time Lords want you to do.
And so they find the doctor, and he's at a rap concert. And I thought the doctor's rap was a little lame. Well, I'm the doctor, and I'm here to say I like to rap in a time travel way. Hey, hey, ho. Hey, hey, hey.
And then he went, get swifty.
Get swifty.
Oh, yeah. Shit on the floor. All right. No. So Claire realizes they're looking for a time in history where there were a lot of anachronisms, but there's no danger going on. Because they know that the doctor's probably throwing himself a party somewhere. Turns out he's in, like, medieval times.
Yeah, England.
It wasn't really clear what year. But, yeah, he was at this fucking, like, what do you want to call it?
A tournament?
An arena thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know, as soon as Missy figures out, well, as soon as, thanks to Clara, Missy finds out where he is, she slaps a vortex manipulator on Clara's wrist and just zaps her through time.
Are you going to vomit?
Sure enough, the doctor is there, and it's like this battle arena where there's this medieval guy with an axe who's like, come, you know, come get me, doctor, or whatever. And the doctor rolls through. He rolls in riding a tank, playing electric guitar.
Right. It's quite a spectacle.
Yeah. And he does this right after Missy says they're looking for anachronisms to find the doctor.
It's an electric guitar, by the way. It's just a very loud electric guitar.
Yes.
And he's on an M1 Abrams tank.
I believe it was a Yamaha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The guitar, not the tank.
Right.
I don't think Yamaha makes tanks. So yeah, he's making a big noisy entrance, and he does some puns about how he said this was an axe contest.
Yeah, and I keep my fish in here.
Yeah, he goes, this is a tank. I bought it for my fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, oh, these jokes would be really funny in the future. Which they wouldn't be.
Which they wouldn't. Yeah.
They wouldn't be funny then either, Doctor.
It's like chip jokes.
What's that? By the way, I found out Capaldi, there was no dubbing there. He played the guitar in that scene. That was all him.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
I thought that was, you know, because they never really showed his hands.
No, yeah, Capaldi's apparently a really good guitar player, and that was straight up him playing. He used to be in a band with Craig Ferguson.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
No, hey.
So, fucking Clara, you know, runs down, and she's like, Doctor, what's going on with you? And then Missy shows up, and she's like, apparently you think you're dying, and she pulls out his confession dial. And then Snake Boy shows up, and it turns out he used Clara and Missy to track down the doctor. He's pretty much following them.
That's a smart thing.
Smart thing to do. He throws a snake at the other medieval guy, and he's like, bah, I'm choking from this fucking snake.
Doesn't the doctor get enveloped in snakes?
Well, the snake guy uses a snake to tie up the doctor's wrists.
That's what it is. Okay.
And he's like, we're going to go see Davros, you piece of shit. And he's like, okay, well, just take me. And then Clara's like, no, we're going with you. And the snake guy's like, all right. So he takes Dr. Missy and Clara to a... what looks like a floating satellite in space. It kind of looked like a pawn from chess.
I don't remember this. I thought they went directly to Skaro.
No. Well, no. They go to a floating thing in space. Remember?
I'm trying to, Doc. Whoa!
We'll get there. Listen. Stop it. So the doctor gets pulled in to meet with what's his name?
Doc, I have absolutely no recollection of this part of the show.
I am so out of it. What's his fucking name? The goddamn creator, Davros.
Davros, yeah.
The doctor gets pulled in to meet with Davros, whereas Missy and Claire are left behind in kind of like this cell. And right before the doctor leaves, he says to Missy, gravity. And she's like, ah. And Clara's like, well, what the fuck do you mean gravity?
Oh, wait. Okay. I'm with you now.
Yeah, see? Yeah. And, Missy's like, the gravity here is too perfect. It's not artificial gravity has a metallic smell to it. And the gravity here is perfect. So, we can't be on a satellite in space right now. And she fucking opens the door and walks out
into space.
In the middle of space. And she's like, look, there's a ground here. So we cut to the doctor heading in to meet Davros. And Davros is like, I'm dying, doctor. And you abandoned me when I was a kid. And it cuts to, like, we see that the doctor, it cuts back to that kid at the beginning. And once the doctor figured out he was Davros, he just jumped in his TARDIS and left the kid there, which was a little like, oh shit, the doctor kind of fucked up. That's not a thing the doctor does, but that's what happens when he travels alone though.
Yeah. I got confused about that though, because later on he comes back though.
Yeah, we'll get to that too.
Okay.
So,
I'm a big jumper aheader.
You're jumpy aheady McGillicuddy. So cuts back to Clara and Missy as they're walking in space, and Missy's kind of like, you know, this has to be a planet that's somehow invisible. because there's no way we're walking around in space right now. And she goes, a whole planet that's invisible, what would they want to hide? And she go, and then it, the planet starts to actually fade in, and she's like, oh, I guess if we, once we're breathing the atmosphere, we can start to see it, and it fades in, and she realizes they're on Skaro.
Right, okay.
The home planet of the Daleks, which they have rebuilt.
And apparently, the planet can cloak itself.
Yeah. And so a Dalek shows up, an old-fashioned classic, like, 1960s Dalek shows up, which was awesome. And takes Clara and Missy into, like, the Dalek main chambers where the Supreme Dalek is, the red one.
The red one with the gold bars on it. It's really cool looking.
Yeah.
And it has a deeper voice.
It does. It's like, I'm a deeper voice Dalek.
Boy, I tell you.
Boy, I tell you, I'm a Dalek. So then we cut back to, like, the doctor with Davros, and Davros throws on a monitor so that he can see that they have Clara and Missy. And Clara, Missy immediately starts, she's the fucking master, so she tries her manipulative shit. And she's like, hey, Daleks, you actually need me. I can help you. And they also stole the TARDIS, by the way. I forgot to mention that the medieval guy who gets the snake thrown at him, he gets converted into one of those, human Dalek where the eye stalks coming out of their forehead.
Right.
And, he procures the TARDIS. So they actually have the TARDIS sitting there too. And the fucking Daleks are like, yeah, we're going to kill you. And they straight up kill Missy. When she's trying to do this power play, they just, like, don't listen to anything she says. They're like, fuck you, exterminate.
Yeah, and they shoot her, and she evaporates.
She evaporates, and then Clara is like, oh, shit, what do I do now? And it's a cool part is that Davros is describing how the Daleks, because the Daleks are just sort of standing there while Clara stands there staring at her, and Davros says the Daleks are, like, toying with her. They want her to run. So that they can just shoot her while she's running away, because to them that's fun. It's like they're toying with their prey.
Right.
Yeah.
They're evil.
Yeah, they're evil little shits.
Yeah.
So Clara decides to start running. The doctor's flipping out, because he's like, no, don't do it, and they fucking shoot and evaporate Clara.
And Clara's dead.
And then they explode the TARDIS with a laser. And there's a part where, before they die, obviously, Clara goes, wait, you guys can't destroy the TARDIS? The doctor said it's indestructible. And Missy goes, did the doctor tell you that? Because you shouldn't listen to a man about his vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they explode the TARDIS, and the doctor's left without his Sonic, because he threw it to that kid on the young kid on Skaro that turned out to be Davros. So he doesn't have his Sonic. He doesn't have his TARDIS. Clara and Missy are both dead.
And that's how the episode ends,
isn't it? No, the episode ends with, like, a flash forward, and we show the kid back on that...
Oh, yeah!
The kid on that planet again, and the doctor shows up behind him, and the kid's like, wait, I don't understand, how did you get there? And he goes, I'm from the future, and I'm here to save my friend. And the kid's like, okay... And then he pulls out a fucking Dalek pistol and goes, exterminate! And it's like, oh shit, the doctor's gonna murder this kid.
Which is what I thought he did.
To undo the Dalek bullshit.
There's always a danger in that, though, because that cliffhanger right there bothered me all week, because I went, if he killed Davros there, who's to say someone else wouldn't have come along worse?
Yeah, and then if they didn't, he just undid the Dalek. So does that mean he undid the Time War? There was all sorts of repercussions to think about. So, yeah, we were left on that cliffhanger last week. But the good part is you, the listener, get to hear the second half right fucking now.
Yeah.
And hopefully you've watched both of these anyway and aren't listening to us for the goddamn plot.
Yeah, well, you know, we usually release these on, what, Tuesday? Or
Sometime. Yeah. I don't remember.
That gives people enough time.
I have to figure out what website I'm supposed to put it on. I can't remember anything.
It's Shark Tank. With a C, yes. And More Like Radio.
I don't even know if they'll want it. We'll see. They do? Okay. Yeah. I'll ask. So, that was The Magician's Apprentice, which I still don't understand the title, who The Magician's Apprentice is. Is it young Davros? Is it referring to Clara? Is it referring to Missy? Well, the magician is clearly the doctor, because he dresses like a magician.
I thought the magician was Davros, and the apprentice was the Snake Man.
Oh, look at you thinking outside the box. I'm over here thinking outside the bun. I just want Taco Bell.
You're thinking lettuce wraps.
Fezzy.
Think outside the bun.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Last night's.
The Witch's Familiar. Now, this one opens with... we get our little recap. But this one opens with Clara upside down in the middle of a Skaro desert hanging from a rope.
Yeah, very sexy.
And Missy's standing next to her. And Clara's like, whoa, how the fuck did we get here? And Missy's like, got a question for you. And she tells Clara this story about the doctor at one point. Was surrounded by these androids. She's talking about like an adventure the doctor was on that we never saw before. He was surrounded by these androids, and he was traveling with a teleporter wristband thing. And he was surrounded by these androids, and they all fired at him, and he realized he had a few seconds to live. How did he get out of that situation? And, she's like, come on, Clara, figure it out. And Clara's like, where did he get the wristband thing? And she goes, very good. He stole it from an android. She goes, okay. So if the wristband teleporter is from the android, it's probably powered by the same thing that powers their weapons. So if they all shot lasers at him, it recharged the teleporter and he teleported away. And then Claire realizes, oh shit, that's how you escaped last season.
Right.
When the fucking Cyberman shoots Missy. Missy was controlling the Cybermen. She had their technology. The Cyberman shoots her and it activated the thing in her vortex manipulator and made her teleport away. That's how she survived, which I'm glad they actually explained, even though I'm fine with the throwaway line of, yeah, I'm back. Big deal. Who cares? I was like, oh, cool. They actually are explaining it. I was not expecting that.
I thought, if you remember the Tom Baker episodes where they explained the origin of the Daleks, remember that other Time Lord gave the Doctor a wristband to teleport off of Skaro after he finished his mission?
That's right.
Yeah.
Very, very reminiscent of that. Okay, so then Claire also realizes, oh, that's how we escaped just now, too. And she's like, yeah, I have Dalek stuff in our fucking vortex manipulator, so when they shot us, we teleported away. But it fried the vortex manipulators. They're fucking dead now.
Why would Missy tie Clara up like that, though?
Well, she told her that she's also sharpening a stick when we see her.
Yeah.
And Claire's like, what's the stick for? And she goes, in case we're out here for a while and we have to hunt. And Clara's like, well, why am I tied up? And she goes, in case I can't find anything to hunt.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's right.
She's implying she's going to stab Clara.
And eat her,
yeah. Which I wouldn't mind eating Clara. Skeevy old men. Okay, so then Missy's talking about, like, you know, why is the doctor able to do this? He's able to not die when he's about to die. What is it that how does he get through these tough situations? She goes like, I could have thought of that fucking teleporter trick if I had time to sit down and think about it. But the doctor had seconds. And Clara goes, I think it's because he always assumes he's going to win. So, yeah. And she goes, yeah, okay, but he sent us his confession dial, which means he assumes he's not going to win right now. And what happens when the doctor has the odds stacked against him? And she goes, we die, as in his companions die, pretty much. Which is what happens when the doctor is fucked. His companions usually get the short end of the stick. So, it cuts back to then the doctor and Davros. And the doctor's really pissed because he thinks Clara and his TARDIS and Missy have all been exploded. So he grabs a Dalek pistol. It just looks like the gun that's attached to a Dalek, but it had been ripped out of one. And he activates it and starts yelling at Davros to get out. Davros is like, I can't get out. This equipment is sustaining me. And he's like, get out. And the Daleks start freaking out because they hear like an alarm go off. And they're like, Davros is escaping. And Davros gets on the intercom and he's like, no, help me. It's the doctor that's escaping. And then their sort of like chamber door opens.
I actually had a question about that. It seems like they were keeping Davros prisoner.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is the Daleks, Davros created the Daleks, but he himself is not a Dalek. So they don't trust him. The Daleks do not trust him. But
which by the way, a line of the show, and it's Missy again.
Yeah.
What did she say? She said, yes, Daleks hate everyone who isn't a Dalek, so easy answer.
Yeah. Because they're like, you are an enemy of the Daleks. That's later, though. You jump ahead,
McGillicuddy. I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah. So the fucking Dalek boy.
Dalek boy.
I'm Dalek boy. So yeah, they don't trust Davros, but they recognize he's their creator. So instead of killing him, they keep him prisoner, pretty much.
Okay.
And they're sustaining him, because Daleks do have respect for him, even though they're like, yeah, but fuck this guy.
It seemed the Daleks place a great deal of importance on that red and gold one, though, because he was in the center of the room up on a pedestal.
Well, yeah, that's the Dalek, that's like the Dalek leader.
And, Doc, whatever happened to those candy-colored blue, yellow, and red Daleks?
How come we never... The fans hated them.
Oh,
so okay. That's what happened. The Power right. Ranger Daleks.
That's yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's that answer. I was wondering where they were.
Yeah. So
the fans hated them.
They did. People did not like the Power Ranger Daleks. They looked too Teletubby-ish.
Well, I did just describe them as candy colored.
Yeah, I'm saying they were M&M Daleks.
Yeah.
I'm the peanut one. then the Dalek rolls in, sitting in Davros's chair. His fucking Dalek wheelchair looking thing.
Yeah.
And the Daleks are like, it's the doctor, fucking kill him, bah! And they shoot lasers at him, but sure enough, Davros is smart enough, because he doesn't trust the Daleks either. He's installed his own force fields, so the Dalek laser cannot penetrate it. And the doctor starts threatening them, and he's like, bring me Clara Oswald now. And they're like, we killed her! And she's like, you better hope that this was a trick, that you tricked me and she's not really dead, and bring her to me, because which one of you wants to be the first one to tell me she actually is dead? Then we have Clara and Missy. Then a bunch of snakes show up and capture the doctor again, by the way.
Yeah.
Snake boys at it again. Then Clara and Missy are going through the Dalek sewers, which...
gross!
They're actually sentient, because Dalek sewers are apparently made of dying Daleks.
Yeah, and but they're still alive in a way,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, she said the Daleks don't actually die. They just sort of disintegrate. But the cells and shit are still alive. So these sewer walls are made of, like, decaying Daleks. Like, if you punch the wall, it goes, bah!
And it looks insanely gross. Yeah.
Oh, there's a part where, like, they're looking down into the sewers, and Missy's like, how far do you think that drop is? And Clara's like, I'm not sure. We could throw a stone down there. And Missy's like,
oh, my God, yes.
Missy goes, good idea. And she shoves Clara in.
I laughed my ass off at that. Yeah. She's so much like the Joker or something.
Yeah. Ugh. So, Missy comes up with this plan where she purposely puts Clara on a security camera so that the Daleks are like, ah, there's humans in our fucking sewers. And they send down a sentry. They do that to lure the Daleks so that Missy can kill it. Missy has this fucking pin that's made of, like, dark star matter or something that's really hard. And she says, like, that this will penetrate a Dalek like a knife in skin.
Yeah, and by pin, it was like a hat pin.
A pin. It was like a brooch.
Right.
Yeah. There's a quick throwaway line where she goes, I got this on Gallifrey. The doctor gave it to me for my daughter. Oh, wait, here comes the Dalek. And everyone's like, what? The master had a daughter? That was the first time the master's ever been implied to have any sort of family.
When she hits the Daleks with this pen, it's shit that comes out. It looks like shit, though, doesn't it?
Well,
it's,
no, she stabs the Daleks with the pen, and they just sort of steam comes out of the Daleks. And
jumping ahead again.
Yeah, and she says that the sewers, you know, they can smell like, oh shit, that's a goddamn Dalek. And they seep into the Dalek trying to, steal the shell for themselves.
Right.
Because the sewers are sentient Daleks and they're kind of pissed. So the Dalek sludge seeps into the Dalek and kills it, pretty much.
It comes up out of the sludge every once in a while.
Comes out of the sludge. That Dalek and roll. So then the Dalek gets killed, and then Missy opens it up and pulls out the fucking slimy squid Dalek-y thing and tells Clara to get in.
This was cool.
Yeah, this was a cool scene because she says we need to, you know, disguise you as a Dalek to get in. So she puts Clara inside the Dalek, and there's this cool part where Missy's asking Clara to say shit. She's like,
"Yeah, this was really neat."
Yeah, she goes, "Okay, I want you to say your name." And anytime Clara talks while in the Dalek, you hear a Dalek voice come out,
right,
of the Dalek. And so she's like, oh, this is weird. Oh, this is weird.
And she, yeah, well, you know, it's like you said, that she says, my name is Clara. And he goes, I'm a Dalek.
I am a Dalek.
Yeah.
And it turns out the Dalek shell translates everything the Dalek says into always be threatening. So if you do have a Dalek that has feelings coming through, the shell still will suppress them.
Yeah. Which is insanely creepy. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, I want you to say this. Say, I love you. And Clara's like, what? She goes, no, just say it. Just those exact words. Say, I love you. And then she goes, I love you. And the Dalek goes, exterminate.
Yeah. It was really.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about the Daleks in that scene, I think.
Yeah, apparently the Daleks, she says the Cybermen suppress their emotions. The Daleks channel them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy. So then she's like, all right, let's go. And then we cut back to the doctor waking up in Davros's chamber. And this is like a long, kind of a long scene of the Dalek, of the doctor and Davros having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was riveting.
It really was.
Yes. I love this whole sequence.
I texted Doc shortly after I saw this scene, remember?
Yeah, and you said, wow, Davros almost made me feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Davros is doing this kind of like, you know, I'm dying, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's a great part where he goes, you know, it took us a really long time to procure that for you. And he's like, what? And he goes, the only other chair on Skaro, because the doctor's sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
It's like, it's true. They wouldn't need chairs. Fucking Daleks. So they're having this long conversation where, you know, Davros is talking about how he's dying. And, you know, how they fought this huge war and they're like the only two left. And the doctor goes, well, no, I found Gallifrey. It's out there somewhere. And, you know, it's safe. It's safe from you and me.
Yeah.
And Davros is like, you found your home planet? This is great news. And the doctor's like, what? And Davros goes, you know, everybody should have a race of people. Like, I'm genuinely happy for you, doctor. And the doctor's like, this is weird. Why are you saying nice shit? And,
yeah, by the way, yeah. I totally got sucked into this.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was like Doc said, it was incredibly riveting, this little thing that they were doing here. And
yeah. Where it seemed like Davros genuinely cared.
Yeah.
Started
crying.
Yeah, so he turns off his fucking stupid eye forehead thing and opens his real eyes. And the doctor's like, wow, you really are dying.
Yeah.
If you're saying all this shit. And Davros is like, did you doubt it? And the doctor says, yeah, I did. And Davros goes, then we've only established one thing. You are a bad doctor.
Yeah, I love that.
And the doctor starts laughing and then Davros starts laughing. And they're having this big laugh together. But like old friends. I mean, they're old enemies. But they have this. It reminded me of the end of The Killing Joke. You ever read The Killing Joke?
Oh yeah, with the Batman and the Joker, and the Joker makes that joke about the comedian.
Yeah, and he actually gets Batman to laugh.
And yeah, they're laughing together. That was a good analogy.
But then it's implied that Batman murders him right there.
Yeah,
since it's a non-canon comic. But yeah, so. It reminded me of that. It's just like these old enemies actually taken a moment to have a laugh about something together. Davros keeps trying to ask the doctor why he ran away from Gallifrey all those years ago. And the doctor's like, don't worry about it. And he's like, what's in your confession dial? And he has his confession dial and his sunglasses. The doctor's like, don't you touch that. That's very important to me. And he grabs the sunglasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses came back later on as some sort of new toy of his.
Yeah.
Jumping ahead.
Hey, Doc, remember at the end when everything was okay? Yes, we're not there yet.
I'm so sorry. I'm giving people something to look forward to.
Yeah, these are a little foreshadowing.
Yeah.
So then, Davros starts crying, you know, saying that he really respects the doctor and always wished that they were on the same side, at least, you know, just once. And, he says, it's like night on Skaro right now. And he goes, you know, he's dying soon. And he was hoping to see the sunrise with his own eyes for one last time. Which, by the way, I did not even know Davros could open his eyes. I thought that was a cool revelation.
I've never seen him do it before.
Yeah, I thought they were sealed shut, but he just has them closed all the time. So the doctor's like, well, I'm going to help you do that. So he starts like connecting cables to Davros to sustain him longer.
Right.
So that he can make it to morning. Because the doctor, you know, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
We found out all those cables that were around Davros, they suck energy from all the Daleks that are on Skaro. And that's what is keeping Davros alive, pretty much. And there's a part before they have the nice conversation that we forgot to mention where Davros is like, oh, see, Doctor, you figured it out. If they are keeping me alive, we can send a signal back that would kill all of them. Tempting, isn't it? And the Doctor's like, no, I'm not going to do that. It's genocide. Bah.
I'm so conflicted about this episode. I don't know.
Because you're really starting to feel for Davros when he's being all nice. Yeah. Then I think it cuts back to...
You felt sorry for him for the first time ever. I think that was it.
Yeah. It cuts back to Clara in a Dalek shell acting like she's captured Missy and then walking back into the Dalek headquarters. And Missy's like fucking... she goes, hey, Daleks, I got a proposition for you. And they're like, we should kill you now, you dumb bitch.
I always want... Did they not remember killing her before?
Yeah, but, you know, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They knew it was her. They were just like, fuck.
Mindless evil killing machine.
She's alive, I guess.
Shit. And I wonder, do all humanoid forms look the same to them?
That might be it, too. Yeah. So they're like, they don't even realize it's the same people. So she goes, look, I have Clara Oswald, and I'm willing to give her to you because, you know, that would, you'd have complete manipulation over the Doctor. And Clara's sitting in the Dalek tank like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, not realizing that was Missy's plan all along. Then it cuts back to the Doctor and Davros, and the sun's finally starting to come up, but the Doctor's like, look, these cables, like, even all the energy of these Daleks are not, they're not enough anymore to keep you alive. But the sun's coming up, just look now, it's right there. And Davros is like, my eyes aren't working anymore.
Oh.
And the Doctor's like, all right, don't tell anybody I did this. And he sort of shakes his hand and brings up regeneration energy.
Yeah.
Which he's done before. A lot of people thought that was a new thing. Like, what? Since when can the Doctor do that? But the 11th Doctor did that at one point, too, to heal River Song's wrist.
See, I didn't know that. First time I'd seen that, so.
Yeah. So he goes, I'm just going to give you a little to get your eyes back. I'll probably lose a leg in the future because of this, but whatever. and he goes back over to the cables to put some regeneration energy into him. And that's when Davros starts laughing, like silently to himself. And you're like, oh, shit. This motherfucker.
This was the big turn here.
This was the turn. As soon as the doctor grabs the cables, it turns out the Snake Man was hiding in the cables, because he's made of snakes.
Right.
I don't know if we've made that clear.
Yeah.
Snake Man is made of snakes.
Snakes.
And it grabs the Doctor, who had regeneration energy, like, ready to go. So all this regeneration energy is flowing through the cables now, and it sort of captures the Doctor. And Davos is like, ha-ha, you fool. I knew compassion would be your downfall. I didn't even have to threaten you. You piece of shit.
Yeah, and I remember watching this last night, and I went, you son of a bitch.
You Davros.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this regeneration energy starts to flow through the cables, and it's like renewing. Now, regeneration energy, when used on somebody that's not a Time Lord, it doesn't cause them to regenerate. It just kind of heals them. He's pretty much restoring Davros back to life, who was legitimately going to die. And all of that, since Davros is hooked up to the cables that suck energy off the Daleks, the regeneration energy flows through that and goes into all the Daleks as well. So all the Daleks are getting renewed too. Didn't seem like there was anything wrong with them. They're probably, you know, they're probably old men at that point, old men Daleks.
That's why I thought, you know, they had to show the sewer thing, you know, to show that they're kind of getting old and dying, maybe. Yeah.
And while this was happening, the Davros starts yelling shit like, You know, there was a prophecy about a human, about a Time Lord hybrid Dalek. Is that why you left Gallifrey? Because of your part in it? Just kind of implying that maybe the Time Lords had some weird plan about combining Daleks and Time Lords.
Yeah.
But the Doctor didn't respond to that, so that could just be a red herring or, you know, who knows. So Missy starts to see the regeneration energy coming through the Daleks, and she's like, oh, shit, what the fuck did you do? And she runs off to find the Doctor. And she busts into Davros's chamber and shoots the equipment to free the Doctor. And Davros is like, ah, it's too late. You've given us your regeneration energy. We're going to be renewed. And the Doctor starts counting down. And he's like, 3.
Yeah.
2. And Missy's like, oh, shit, I know that face. And he goes, 1. And then the whole ground starts rumbling. And Davros is like, what? What's this? What's happening? And the Doctor goes, you just sent regeneration energy to every Dalek on this planet? And he's like, ah. he goes, what about your sewers? And it's like, oh, shit. Even me at home, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. So he caused the sewers to come back to, like, life. And so the ground is shaking as the fucking sewers are freaking the fuck out. And it's, like, causing all these earthquakes and causing the building to fall down. And the sewers, since they're angry, sludgy Daleks, seep into the building and start to kill all the other Daleks.
Yeah, I tell you, this episode was an emotional roller coaster
for me. It was.
Yeah.
The Doctor reveals that he knew that Davros was trying to manipulate him.
Yeah, I know.
And this was his plan all along.
It's a double turn.
A double turn, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to fool the Doctor.
Yeah. And then the Doctor's like, all right, your planet's falling apart. See ya. And him and Missy run off. And they run into the Clara stuck inside the Dalek shell. And the Doctor points the gun at her and he's like, listen, your planet's falling apart. Don't fuck with me right now. And Clara's trying to say, no, it's me, Clara. But it's just going, I am a Dalek. I am a Dalek.
Yeah.
And Missy runs up and she's like, oh, it's you, right? And Claire's like, yeah, it's me. And it goes, you know, affirmative. And Missy goes, this is the Dalek that killed Clara.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I hated Missy for doing this because Missy was trying to get the Doctor to kill Clara.
Exactly. She was trying to get the Doctor to kill this Dalek that was actually Clara. You know, she's like, no, that's not true. And it's like, don't listen to her. I am a Dalek. I am a Dalek. Every time she tries to yell that she's Clara. And she's like, no, it's me, Doctor. It's me. And it's like, exterminate. The Doctor's like, and Missy puts the gun in that Dalek gun in the Doctor's hand. And she's like, just, you know, their planet's falling apart. Just get some revenge for once. And the Doctor, like, seriously considers shooting this Dalek. And, you know, it's obviously Claire inside freaking out, but the Dalek is yelling Dalek-y things instead. But the thing that makes the Doctor realize is at one point Claire goes, no, please don't. And the Dalek goes, mercy. And the Doctor's like, what? Did you say mercy? You're not supposed to be able to say mercy. What the fuck? And he notices that the Dalek refuses to shoot him. It, like, turns its little gun away from the Doctor. And he goes, why aren't you trying to kill me? Mercy! I'm showing you mercy! And he's like, the Dalek should not have a concept of mercy. And then he goes, open your shell. And, you know, Clara thinks the word open, and it opens, and it's Clara. And she's like, Doctor, thank God you didn't fucking kill me. And Missy's like, oh, oops, my mistake.
Yeah, right.
And the Doctor goes, Missy, run.
Yeah.
And so Missy takes off because it's clear that the Doctor's very upset with her.
And I wonder what Missy's motive. Does Missy want she wants the Doctor to herself. She misses her old friend, doesn't she?
She wants the Doctor. She does miss her friend. So she thinks the only way to get, like, her and the doctor to be close again is if she gets him to realize that he wants to kill everybody like her.
Right.
So that's, like, her goal, is to try to get the doctor to break his own rules so that she can be like, see, we're not different. Now let's go fucking conquer the, you know, conquer the universe together.
Yeah.
So fucking Claire and the doctor run out. Oh, they run back into that Dalek chamber room where the TARDIS was exploded. And, you know, the Daleks are like, oh, what are you doing? As their civilization's falling apart, they're like, hey, it's bad guy, you know, people we don't like. Let's shoot at them.
This when the sewer stuff was running out of them?
Yeah. It was like, you know, it was trying to kill them and shit. But right. They saw the doctor and Clara trying to escape, and it's like, bah, get them. And the doctor is like, where was the TARDIS standing exactly? And they go stand in the spot where the TARDIS was, and the things shoot at them, and they bounce off. And Clara's like, what? And he goes, the TARDIS is still here. It's just displaced right now. He references the HADS, which is a system back in the old show where if the TARDIS was in danger, it would just teleport away. And it was called, like, the, I forget the exact thing, but the D standard for a displacement. So, like, the TARDIS would just teleport somewhere else if it was in danger.
Oh.
But he changes the D to disbursement. And it turns out all the TARDIS particles, when it exploded, got dispersed. It's probably something I bet it's something he installed after the TARDIS exploded in season 5.
Perhaps.
Yeah. the TARDIS, all these TARDIS particles, I'm stupid. Hold on. Shut up.
Who are you talking to?
Me.
Oh.
So he goes, all I need to do is use the sonic and the TARDIS will come back together. And she goes, but doctor, you don't have your sonic anymore. You said you got rid of it. And he goes, yeah, who needs a screwdriver? I'm all about wearable technology. And he puts those sunglasses back on. Yeah. And Claire's like, no, you're kidding. And he taps the side of him, and it makes the sonic screwdriver noise. And the TARDIS comes back together and forms around them.
See, guys, if you remember earlier in the show, I referenced that the glasses...
Yes. The glasses had importance later, and they do. Yeah. So then they take the TARDIS to, like, outside the main Dalek city just to watch it fall apart. We see a short part where Missy's, like, getting surrounded by Daleks herself, and, you know, they're about to kill her, and she goes, wait, I just had a great idea, and then it cuts away. So clearly she got away again.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't. She's going to be in other episodes this season, isn't she?
Yeah. So... Then the doctor's just kind of like, this doesn't make sense. Daleks, you shouldn't have been able to say mercy when you were in that Dalek. Daleks don't have a how did a Dalek get a concept of mercy? How did that get written into their DNA? And then it hits him like a ton of bricks. And he's like, he runs off and he's like, I'll be right back. And it cuts back to little young kid Davros on the planet. Surrounded by the mines. He's just been abandoned by the doctor from the past. Then the doctor shows up there behind him, and it's the same scene from the cliffhanger.
Right.
Where the kid's like, I don't understand. How'd you get behind me? And he goes, I'm here to save my friend. Exterminate! But he shoots all the hand mines instead
of
Davros.
Those adorable little hand mines.
He kills them all.
Yeah.
And...
with their big, beautiful eyes.
And Davros is like, wait, but are you one of the good guys or the bad guys? Because they were in the middle of a war, the Daleks. And the doctor's like, it's not as simple as that. It's not about good guys or bad guys. It's about mercy, showing mercy. Always show mercy.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to take you home. And it's like he grabs young Davros' hand, and it shows them walking away. But yeah, so the doctor realized he had to instill in young Davros' mind that despite all the shitty conquering needs that he wants to do, that there should be at least a concept of mercy. And because of that, that gets written into the Dalek DNA, and it's what saves Clara.
That's called a time loop, folks.
That's timey-wimey, yeah. Wibbly-wobbly shit.
Now, technically, correct me if I'm wrong here, but wouldn't Davros, young Davros, be a Kaled, right?
Yeah, he would be. His race would be a Kaled, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Which is Dalek backwards. Hey-o. Wait,
what? Girl, wait, hold on now.
Hold on now. Yeah. That's like in one of the old Doctor Who's, the master was out of regeneration. So he stole a body of a guy named Tremis, which is master backwards.
Oh, jeez.
Or no, it's master mixed up, not backwards. But yeah. So, there we are.
There we are.
First two-parter of the season. By the way, something I'll say about this. First of all, I loved it, obviously. But something I'll say about it is it felt like a season finale two-parter.
Yeah, it did.
So that's setting up like this season. I feel like this season's going to be epic.
I would give the first part a B+ and last night an A+.
I would say A-A+.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, I think it's the best two-parter we've had since. I'm going to say the fucking... I forget what it's called. I'm going to look it up real quick. I'd say it's the best two-parter since The Impossible Astronaut and Day of the Moon, which is where we first meet the Silence, and the Doctor tricks the Silence into ordering their own execution on live TV because of the moon landing. I'd say it's the best two-parter since then, which is right. That's how season 6 opened.
I'm not a big fan of two-parters. I wish, you know, like I said at the beginning, I wish they'd made this into one long episode. You know what I mean?
I quite enjoy a two-parter. Two-parters suck when you don't care about the first part.
Yeah.
Like, there's one in season 6, The Rebel Flesh and the Almost People. That's the one where they have the gangers, the... Those, like, you could make a clone of yourself out of this jelly substance. The first part of that, I wasn't that into, and then it was like, oh, this is a two-parter. I was like, shit. So I was annoyed that, like, the second part would be that instead of a different story. But then it ends cool because you find out that Amy Pond was a ganger the whole time.
Oh, my sweet Amy. Yeah. I miss her.
Everybody misses Amy. She was delightful.
And her short skirts.
But I love me some Claire, I'll tell you what. Oh, and they announced that Claire's leaving this year.
Yes, I was just about to say that. This is Clara's last season.
It is. Makes sense. I figured it would be, because she almost left at Christmas.
Yeah. Now, Doc, where do you see this season going? I noticed last season was very heavy on clockwork and steampunky kind of stuff. And
I don't know yet. I know the next episode, it looks like it's ghosts in an underwater base, which should be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know where the season's going yet. They released all the season, the episode titles.
Oh, they did?
I can read them to you if you'd like.
Is this Peter Capaldi's last season?
No, this hasn't been made official yet. But I don't think he's going to leave after 2 seasons only.
I hope not.
If I had to guess. He's great. He's one of the best doctors ever. Already.
Ever. Yeah. Yeah.
We had the Magician's Apprentice and then the Witch's Familiar. Next week is Under the Lake. Yeah. Oh, and next week's is a two-parter also.
Wow.
Yeah, Under the Lake and Before the Flood is the second part, Before the Flood. Then we have an episode called The Girl Who Died.
Which I hope is, Maisie Williams is going to be on this season.
She is, and that's the episode she's in. But then the next episode is called The Woman Who Lived.
The Girl Who Died and The Woman Who Lived. Another two-parter?
Well, but it doesn't say it's a two-parter. So, and it's written by 2 different people. So it might just be symmetry with the titles.
Yeah.
Then we have another two-parter, the Zygon Invasion, and then the Zygon Inversion.
Mm.
Now, if you remember, last time we saw the Zygons was in the 50th special. They're those ones with the suckers that can look like people.
Yeah.
And they were negotiating with UNIT so that they could all live on Earth together in peace. And I think this episode kind of picks up on, you know, whatever happened with that negotiation, because we never really saw the end of that. So I think this picks up that dangling thread.
I need to go back and rewatch that.
Rewatch. Sorry. Then we have an episode called Sleep No More. That's probably going to be a scary one.
Yeah.
Then we have Face the Raven. That's probably going to have Edgar Allan Poe in it, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And then the two-part finale, which is called Heaven Sent and Hell Bent.
Heaven Sent and Hell Bent. That's a song lyric.
Now, Heaven was, you know, a thing from last season.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's coming back or if they're, you know, they're probably fucking with us.
And
by the way, this season's ending in like mid-November, I think. And then we have Christmas. Oh, no, it ends at the beginning of December, and then we have Christmas pretty soon after that. That's like the shortest gap between season ending and the Christmas special.
It also sounds like a short season.
No. It's all the same amount of episodes as last season, but there's just a lot of two-parters.
Okay.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4 two-parters this season.
Okay, Doc, your prediction. Does Clara die, or does she retire?
Hard to say, man. You never know. Now, really, we haven't had companions die since the classic series.
Amy retired. Amy was forced into retirement.
Yeah. So they're technically dead, but that's because they went into the past and lived a long life. Her and Rory. Before that was Donna, and she didn't die, but she had her memory wiped, so she doesn't remember ever traveling with the Doctor. Then before that was Martha, who chose to leave the TARDIS. She was like, I'm done, because you don't want to fuck me.
Yeah.
And then before that was Rose, who got trapped in an alternate universe.
That's right. Poor Rose.
Yeah, but she has a Doctor clone, David Tennant, that she gets to fuck. So she's fine.
What happened to Rose's boyfriend?
Mickey?
Yeah.
He married Martha.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They hooked up after they met in the season 4 finale.
And Stephen Moffat is the showrunner this season again?
Yeah, and I think they already confirmed he's doing next season as well.
Wow.
So hopefully Capaldi comes back for that. I think he will. Although there's rumors right now that next season is not going to be a full season. There's rumors that the BBC wants Moffat to do more Sherlock, so they're cutting Doctor Who in half, and it's going to be a short season of, like, specials.
Right.
Hopefully those rumors are not true, because I don't like when that happens, but we'll see. Also, another thing they announced is this Christmas, River Song's coming back.
What?
Yeah.
That's great.
I know. I thought we saw the last of her already, but they decided to bring her back. I think it's because Moffat realizes that her and Capaldi on screen together is going to be too good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've been shot.
We've got some exciting shit coming up.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We sure do, don't
also,
we, Doc?
Yeah, also Moffat said that this season, the Doctor remembers where he got his face from.
Oh, the Pompeii episode?
The Pompeii guy, yeah. And there's a rumor that he's going to go back there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
And we're going to have fun doing this show, too.
Yes, we will. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Doc and I actually don't like each other. We just,
yeah, we're like Opie and Anthony.
We're like Opie and Anthony. We're just working together.
Yeah, I'm going to, later when we break up, I'll do a episode on my new racist web show where I talk all about the shit I don't like about Rorschach.
And I'm gonna do a show talking about Kurt Cobain and Nirvana for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. It's just highlighted so much how both of them stink when they're apart. Like, really. Their show breaks up and they're terrible. But look, we can sit here and talk about a radio show that half our listeners don't listen to.
Yeah. I'll just say this. Sometimes, even though you don't like someone, the chemistry is there, and when that gets removed, both suck.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
I don't want to see another one of these!
I always thought that guy was secretly you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if I was into wrestling, it might be.
Wrestling. Well, I think that's it for this episode.
Yes, as we digress, as we normally do.
I kind of like this covering both parts in one episode thing.
Do you want to do that with the others?
You know what? Maybe we should. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it off air.
Okay.
People, we might be back next week, or we might wait a week so we can cover both parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you know, I'm lazy, so that, you know, that works for me.
and we've got tons of people banging down the door to do the show with us this season.
That's true. Royce, the fearless leader of More Like Radio, has expressed interest in doing our show.
Peter Capaldi wants to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
James Mason has expressed
James
interest.
James Mason, and, really? Yeah. Paul Lind.
Paul Lind definitely wants to.
Full steam ahead.
Oh, God.
All right. Well,
I wonder what the listeners of last season's Two Fat Daleks think of the last, 10 minutes here?
It's probably all getting cut for time.
Okay, that's
all
fine.
Right. All right, so that's it for us. You can follow me on Twitter at DocuWeets. I don't have a podcast anymore, but you can hear the archive of the Shy Kids on theshykids.com. Rorschach, how about you?
You can follow me at Rorschach7 on Twitter. That's Rorschach. No, it's Rorschach 7.
Yes.
And also you can hear me every Saturday on the Halls and Rorschach show.
Ooh, live. New name.
Yeah, live on morelikeradio.com.
That's true. That's true. I was just on that show recently.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Hey, I had a good time.
It was good. It was a good old time, I'll tell you what. All right, play the fucking sound effect.